Professor Daniel Weary from the University of British Columbia interviewed 163 farmers, vets, animal welfare lobbyists and consumers. He asked, should dairy cows be separated from the cow within a few hours after birth? All the vets said yes, but only 60% of farmers agreed, while most of the lobbyists and consumers said no. Professor Weary explains why it's still being done.
One is that we need the milk. Secondly, we can create a healthier environment for the calf by getting it away from the cow and the pathogens that are typically there with the adult animals. Also, especially, we can do a better job of ensuring that the calf has had good early intake of colostrum. So there's a number of different ideas that we have around that we can do a better job if we get that calf away early. We also know that if you separate the cows and calves early, there's less of an acute distress response by the calves. They haven't fully bonded.
You've asked people this question, should they be separated? What are people saying?
Well, people are dissatisfied with this idea that we're doing something which seems very unnatural, taking a baby away from its mom just in the first few hours of life, and that we need to have awful good reasons for doing that. And I think we've sort of convinced ourselves these reasons are good, but when we come back and we actually drill down on some of the answers that I just gave you, what we find is actually the research is lacking. So, in fact, this issue about colostrum feeding. Well, yeah, you can often reduce some of the risks associated with poor colostrum intake that can happen in a natural system by making sure the calves get an artificial system. But what happens on real farms that often we actually do a less good job than what the cow would do.
And are you doing any work on bobby calves? I mean, they're the male calves and they often get killed on the farm or sent off to an abattoir. They're not needed in the process.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is another, you know, one of these black eyes, and we've seen that, of course, in some of the New Zealand press in recent months on this. Well, we have this production system which is dependent upon killing half of our calves that are born. That's pretty hard for people to take. And I think we need to be taking this way more seriously in terms of coming up with systems which can avoid that. One of the things I've been really heartened by and have seen start to develop is, and it's a case where actually technology can really be useful, is this use of sexed semen to get highly directed crop of heifers and then be breeding our other animals to beef. And this is, of course, what dairy farms always used to do.
Professor Weary also researched the impact of ag-gag laws on people's perception of the dairy industry. Designed to stop activists filming illegally on farms, the laws may in fact be increasing mistrust among consumers.
The sort of scary and I think surprising results that come from the research is when you tell people that are unaware about these laws, you tell them about the idea of proposing these kinds of legislation, that all of a sudden what we find is that people become much less trusting in farmers. So the idea that, and it's, I think if you think about it, it makes sense. If you're closing the doors, then you've got something to hide.
But on the other hand, if they're in place and the number of videos that are being filmed without permission, for example, in piggeries or dairies, you know, that could be reduced. That might be a better outcome for dairy farmers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, that's an empirical question that we have to see. And I guess all that I want people to take home from this is that just knowing about this policy around openness or transparency of the farms makes people think more negatively about us. They actually also makes people think more negatively about the standard of care for the animals on those farms. And I think that's why it's all the more important that we have these sort of glass walls, that we really invite people in to see our farms, where hopefully good practices are happening, to show this distinction between what is commonly accepted good practice versus these sort of bad apple events, which we have. We've got bad apples in our industry. Hey, I think there's bad apples in other industries as well. And I think that this idea about openness, what it will force us to be better at doing, is calling a spade on these kinds of issues.